This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. The day after BG Day on WIP, and it was quite a night last night. The Power Hour from yesterday, we're going to re-air it starting around 7:20. Lurie, BG, and Kelsey. What a day that was, John, huh?
It was pretty spectacular.
My God.
Really fun, too. Just
it was fun.
Just having a chance to, gab with the guys a little bit. Hey, I spent $7 on a pomegranate yesterday.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad.
I think it's bad.
Okay.
But I love pomegranates.
It's a lot of money for one fruit.
$7 for one fruit.
Like, it's unacceptable.
But
like,
I felt
you can't
like
do that.
It was worth it. I felt like, I bought more than one. I bought two, and then a third, and then I was thinking of going even higher, but it was like, holy cow, I'm about to go $20 deep.
Sure.
For
look, if it's worth
a ripoff of fruit.
Can I give you an example? Go ahead.
Amazing fruit. Again, I doubt you've ever had pomegranate.
No, I don't even know what it is.
It is. Oh, you don't know
when
what it is?
When you just said it is, I didn't know if you bought a table. I didn't know what a pomegranate is.
Oh, my God.
Is. I don't know what it is.
Stop, John.
I swear to God.
You really don't know what a pomegranate is?
I had no idea that's food.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
What do I care about a pomegranate? What do I care? I don't even know what, so you're saying it's a
you're
a
human. It's not about caring about them.
Yeah.
It's about, like, knowledge breaking into your brain over 47 years of life.
Right, over that course of time.
You would think a pomegranate.
Like the juice, the palm juice became really popular for a while. You would think that would cross your path or something.
Didn't hit me. Never really a thing.
Pomegranates are out of season. I was looking for pomegranates. I have now found that
you
can get them. They are incredibly...
John did it.
Seasonal, but it was farmer's market.
Oh, that's a great spot.
I had to go farmer's market
to
get pomegranate. But again, I feel like I paid three times the normal price.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything today. Let's remind you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think the Sixers will trade the big guy, Joel, sometime in the next year? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Well, really almost all Eagles in the first hour, with good reason, the BG stuff yesterday, and we'll continue on with that. But also, let's introduce the Phils as a topic. They got a new series starting later tonight. And James, we always love having Mr. Ben Davis in studio with us.
Ben Davis in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Benji, how are you, pal?
Top of the morning to you.
And all of it to Brandon Graham.
I agree with that.
Did you get to hear some of yesterday?
It was phenomenal.
Really? Right?
Everyone did it. It's such a great job. It was well prepared. It was well rehearsed. And you guys did. You nailed it.
Thanks, man. Well, look, it's quite an hour. You're going to hear up ahead. Everyone listening from 7:20 to 8:20. Or from 7:20 to about 8:10. We're going to air the 9 o'clock hour from yesterday. It was special. Ben, the Phils.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good. I mean, I wish Sunday they would have won. Spike had a pretty good tweet. Something like, they don't quite. I'm paraphrasing here, but like right when you want to get back in and all believing, they lose that Sunday game, and so they haven't
won three series in a row.
They have won three in a row. They're not like fully putting it together. And there always seems to be a couple guys that aren't playing well. Obviously, it was notable over the weekend, Rangers struggle, but I can live with that. Nola on Saturday, Ben, that was outstanding. Yeah. I mean, he might be back, maybe. So, you know, I feel pretty good about our baseball team.
Yeah, I knew the rotation would be there, but now you have the bullpen throwing a lot better.
Yep.
You got guys hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Kepler is playing. Kepler's
coming around. I really like Max Kepler. Get the credit?
I'm not all in yet,
everyone's still going to say,
I told you, for 1 year, $10 million, like a good flyer. Good.
I'm still waiting to say, but I'm encouraged.
This guy,
yeah.
He's got a hammer encouragement.
He's consistent, man.
It's like pomegranate. You know? Like, sure, I'll give you a little nod or whatever.
I think everything's starting to come back to where we thought it would be. And that's what's very encouraging for me. But my biggest takeaway from the weekend, the bullpen's thrown a lot better. I mean, a lot better.
Well, is that the last couple of series? Is that sustainable?
Yeah, the stuff has always been there, John. The stuff has always been there.
Romano wasn't supposed to have a 30 ERA.
Yeah, I don't think that's the thing. Romano, really? but Romano still looks scared to death when he's out there.
He's always
looked
like
that. When does that go away?
He's always looked like that.
Well,
but
that's
the stuff
terrible.
Is there.
I don't want my guy looking like he's
afraid. John, we're going to have to. That's this guy's thing. So
disarm the opposing batter. With your fearful look in your eye.
Oh, we got Mr. Baseball in there.
I love it. Let's get to the phones. A lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You are a dork of all dorks, let me tell you.
Come on, man.
Man, straight out the gates. What for? I like that, that you came out kind of... chiding him.
You never heard of a pomegranate?
Oh, yeah, that is ridiculous.
I've heard the term. I wouldn't have known what it is.
You thought it was a table.
Could have been a textbook. Could have been anything. Like if you had asked me 7 minutes ago, can you eat a pomegranate?
Well, it's pomegranate, not pomegranate.
Whatever the hell
pommel,
it's
you keep like, not pommel horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a pommel horse. Or whatever.
Yeah, I know where you were going with it. Yeah,
like
it's
to
not
me,
that.
Yeah, it's
pomegranate.
Anyway, Gary, what do you got on our sports scene, my man?
And I tell you what, you guys did a one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wonderful job yesterday. Thankfully for the Odyssey app, I was able to recap the whole day.
Good.
That's awesome.
Big shout out to all the WIP. You guys did an awesome job with BCJ. So
thank you.
Well deserved. And he's going to be very much missed, but he's still going to be there. So
totally. And Gary, let me just say this. As kudos are going around, this is important. Kudos to the Eagle Stars of yesteryear and this year. Meaning a guy like Sirianni as a coach, that came out to support Brandon. I mean, think about who was incorporated, not just yesterday, but going back to last week with some of the interviews. Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelsey, Brent Celek, Jordan Mailata, LeSean McCoy, I'm forgetting one or two, Mike Quick. I mean, that's coming out to support their guy, man. That's pretty cool.
Brandon deserves it.
He does.
It was just natural that everyone would turn out for him.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, Gary, I'll give you $10 if you can come up with the next topic that gets that collection of guys to all be on WIP within 2 or 3 days. I mean, you know, as a sports talk show host and a programmer, I know that's pretty good content right there.
How about a back-to-back repeat at Super Bowl? How about that?
How about that? Makes it easier. That's for darn sure. No question. All right, Gary, give me an answer, my man, from TV or movie. What doesn't quite make sense?
Oh, I know he was a marine biologist, but Hooper, Richard Dreyfuss, and Jaws. What in your right state of mind would you go into a shark cage with a man-eating shark?
Yeah. They had to figure it out. I don't think that's a good
answer. They weren't
answer.
Aware yet. Is that?
No, they were aware, but it was like they had to get rid of Jaws. Like they had to solve the problem somehow.
They could have started with a bigger boat. I will say that.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. He's talking about when Dreyfuss goes down in the cage.
Yeah, I understand. All right, let's get
sort
to
out of options.
Yeah, it's not like Dreyfuss was like, I'm psyched to do this. Can't wait.
You know what the hammer would have done?
Fighting for his life.
I would have called the Coast Guard.
Right? Oh, good.
Right? Yeah, Coast Guard.
Call somebody else.
Ben, right? Ben, you
that
think
I make more sense.
I get that phone call of the hammer going, hey, a shark just ate someone. Can you help us, please?
Because they
please.
Definitely have a bigger
call
boat.
Call the Coast Guard. If not, then the Navy. Go to the phones.
That was damn impressive.
Navy.
I mean, I'm not getting out there myself. Come on, man. You kidding me? Let's get Kyle right now. Kyle, good morning.
Have you ever been out on the ocean, Joe?
Yeah, but, you know, in a big old boat.
I mean, not on a cruise ship, on a small ship.
No. What do you think, I'm crazy?
Really?
Well, that's not crazy. Deep sea fishing and stuff is not crazy.
No.
Like, people do that all the time.
That's the thing. Like,
well, hold on. How far out are we talking about?
I've been deep sea fishing before.
I don't know.
How far out is that?
Out to the intercoastal?
You're pretty far off the coast,
the shore. Like,
guys, you should see me.
Like an hour out type of thing.
Let me put it this way. You should see me at the beach. And you got that studly, you know, barrel chest out for the whole world to see, although it's very pasty white. It's not very good looking. And like I am closer. Let me put it this way. I am closer to the 3-year-olds, okay, who go up to their ankles and then sit, okay, than I am the people that go out and like really crash in the waves.
You don't swim, do you?
I'm just saying I'm very careful. I'm very, very.
Zoe's getting good, man. I think Zoe might be passing you as a swimmer now. These swim classes, like she can motor around now, man.
Think about that, Joe. Like you need to swim.
I'd
you
like
need
to
for safety
and
purposes.
For getting in shape.
You know that I told you the story. My mother was never taught to swim.
Okay,
and so when she was in college, she was working at a local pool. To make money in the summer, and they thought it would be funny. They threw her in,
and
they had to go rescue her.
That's a shame. Because
she's got clothes on. Yeah. She didn't know how to swim, so all of a sudden she's not coming to the surface. And they're like, "Uh oh,
that is an uh oh.
Let's go get her." That
I could
stuff
survive
like
that. I can handle that, but anything that involves breathing underwater.
Well, this is something.
Don't do it
because you can't.
You can
correct.
Still learn.
Don't do it.
You can still learn. It's important to learn this, and we can teach you. This.
Yeah, I just want to be taught by you. I appreciate
Look,
the offer,
I mean,
John.
Like, this stuff, like, you can do it. We can teach you. All you need to do is practice it. It really is like anything else.
I know.
Joe, you can
this
breathe
is an important
underwater
life
with scuba diving.
I know, but it's not
really. I took
really
scuba
count.
Diving at Temple my senior
I took
year.
Scuba diving, not
cool?
at Temple after, but.
Yeah. Can I rip Temple for a second?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah,
isn't I didn't take scuba diving
Isn't
in
the
school.
Idea of college, a university to be higher education.
Wish I could have.
Scuba.
Joe,
I mean,
come on. You don't think Fairfield ads? You don't think Fairfield ads? It's fair like golf and whatever.
No, I got to rip Temple Tough.
Fairfield's probably
tough.
Too small to have a scuba diving class. That's the only
call
issue.
Them Temple not tough.
Now, let
scuba
me tell
diving.
You, Joe, this was my mistake. It was my last semester, senior year, and I go, I'm going to take an easy class. It was the hardest freaking class I've ever taken. You had to measure gases. They threw you into the water with everything. You had to put everything.
You can die scuba diving if you're not like coming up too fast.
So if you die, let me ask you a question. If you die in the class, you die. You get an F?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like guy dies during the class.
Safely, safe. You get an F,
but your family gets millions and millions of dollars. Yes.
All right.
No, Joe, it was an epic fail on my part. I thought it was an easy class, and it was absolutely not.
Temple Tough, I love you. I'm just playing around.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.